Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends. If you only had one word or one phrase to describe God, what would that phrase or word be? Think about that. God could be described in so many ways. It could be one word, one phrase, one paragraph, one chapter, one book. It could be a whole library to describe God, because there's so many facets of God, so many aspects about God. But what one word or phrase would you use to describe God? Would it be Creator? After all, God has created all things, so that's a good name for Him. Would you say that God is Almighty? Well, if God has created all things, then obviously He has the might. He has brought everything into existence. Undoubtedly, He's Almighty. That would be a perfect word or phrase used to describe God. What about all-knowing? Well, if God created everything and brought everything in existence, and if He perpetuates everything, then God must know how everything works. He put it all together. He thought about it. He created it. So He must know how everything works. Everything that is known, God knows about it. So certainly, God is all-knowing. What about holy and righteous? Well, of course, those terms are very, very synonymous with God. They epitomize God. God is a holy and a righteous God. Everything He does is right. Nothing He does is wrong. He's perfect. So that would be a great term to describe God, a righteous God, a holy God. What about the term Father? Father's a great term too. After all, again, He brought everything into existence, so He's the Father of all things in that sense of the word. So if you only had one word or one phrase to describe God, what would that one word or phrase be? Well, I'll tell you what mine would be. I would say love. That's right, love. That's the one word that I would use to describe God. Love. And if there was a phrase to describe God, I would say, God is love. After all, love is the reason why God created us. Have you ever thought about that? I mean, why did God create us in His image and in His likeness? Was God sitting around and saying, you know what? I need somebody to praise me. I need somebody to boost my confidence, to prop up my self-ego. No, of course, that's ridiculous. God created all things. He doesn't need that. So why did God create us? Well, think about this for a second also. Why do husbands and wives bring children into the world? Well, of course, unfortunately, there are a lot of bad reasons why they do that. But the best reason should be, and is, because a husband and wife, they love each other so much. They enjoy each other's company so much. And they want to share their joy, their life experiences, with someone else. And so they decide, we want to have children. We want to have children because we want to pour all of our time, our resources, all of our enthusiasm, all of our love into our children so that they can experience love, so that they can feel like we feel, so that they can feel special. They can feel like, oh, they're just hugged, they're special, they're loved. That's how we want our children to feel, because that's the way we feel. That's how parents should be thinking when they think about having children. And certainly, that is exactly what God thought about. Now, you might not have really heard this before, heard it explained in this way before, but God is a family. That's where we get the whole concept of family. I mean, look around you. What is the strongest thing you see in society? It's family. When a tragedy occurs, like an earthquake, a hurricane, people's homes can be wiped out, their businesses can be wiped out, but what is it that they always say, oh, I thank God that my wife is still alive, at least we still have each other, or I thank God, I've been looking for days for my daughter, And I'm so glad that we found her. People will search for days under rubble, tons of rubble, just for the hope to find one of their loved ones alive. And it is so good, of course, there's jubilation when that happens. People will go to the ends of the earth because they love their family members. Well, where do we get that concept of family? Where do we get that type of love? We get that from God, because God is love. After all, in John, the first chapter, and this is the Gospel of John, in the first chapter, it says, and in the first verse, this is the John, the first chapter, in the first verse, it says, in the beginning, right at the beginning, in the beginning, there was God. And it says that the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So there are at least two beings in the God family. We can see from that. It says that there is God, and also there's the Word that was with God and is also God. So God, when we think of that word God, it comes from the Hebrew word Elohim, which is a uniplural noun. Uniplural, meaning that it's one thing that has many parts, like a family. You and your wife, if you're married, or you and your husband, if you're married and you're a woman, you have one family. And you may have many children within that family in addition to your spouse. So let's say, for instance, that a person has four children, a couple has four children. That means that there will be six entities, six members of that one family. Well, that's what God is. God is a family, and there are two beings. There is God the Father, and there is God the Son. And of course, the Word became the Son when he became flesh, and he became known as Jesus the Christ. So that's when he became flesh. It says that the Word of God was made flesh, and the Word dwelt among us. That was Jesus the Christ. But before he was Jesus the Christ, he was the Word, and he was with God, and he was also God. So there are two members in the God family. And when you look at Genesis, the first chapter, if you look at Genesis, the book of Genesis, the first chapter, and in verse 26, 27, other places also in Genesis, it says, and this is talking about God, Elohim, right, this uniplural noun, one God, but two members in the God family. God said, let us, that's more than one, not just let me, let us make mankind in our likeness. Let us make mankind in our image. And it's a beautiful, beautiful picture. If you look at the book of Genesis, God said that everything he created it to reproduce after its own kind. He planted apple trees, for instance, and when you see an apple seed fall into the ground, when it grows up, it doesn't grow into a banana tree, does it? No, it grows into an apple tree. When you see a bear give birth to something, does a bear give birth to an elephant? No, a bear gives birth to another bear, a baby bear, right? Everything reproduces after its own kind. This is such a phenomenal truth. I hope you get this. Read the scriptures for yourself. So if God created everything to reproduce after its own kind, then what do you think God is doing? What do you think the God kind is doing? The God kind is reproducing itself through humankind, through mankind. Because what did God say? God said, let us make mankind in our image, in the image of the God kind. God is reproducing itself. That is a phenomenal and wonderful truth. And God, in reproducing us after their image and their likeness, means that we are like God. So when you look at human beings, again, we have a capacity to love, and it is especially manifested in family. With a man and a woman coming together in a natural, beautiful union, and because of love, producing a lovely child, and maybe multiple lovely children, and it comes out of love. Well, that's what God is. God is love. And we're going to explore this even more so in our next program. We're going to get much deeper into this concept that God is love. It is the most powerful, the most wonderful concept, the most precious word to describe God is love. And the most precious and wonderful phrase to describe God is that God is love. Now, you have an opportunity to express love all of the time. And we never ask you for money. We're never asking for a love offering. I hate that when I hear that, because so many people make Christianity into a business. They're just trying to get rich off of people. You will never, ever hear us ask you for money over the radio waves. But I am going to ask you to express love. Now, there's a program that we are sponsoring called Off the Hook Fishing Club. It's Off the Hook Fishing Club. It's a fishing club for children ages 9 through 17 years old. And you can log on to that website, which is www.offthehookfishingclub.org. That's www.offthehookfishingclub.org, and you can see how you can be a part of it. Perhaps you have some children that you want to be a part of the fishing club, or perhaps you want to volunteer because you want to help other children enjoy wholesome activities. And in this fishing club is really a curriculum that's been laid out for the entire year. Freely God has given to us, freely we want to give to other people. And after all, again, that is the way of love, the way of giving generously to other people. Well, thank you for listening to this program. If you want to log on to our website and get this free printout of this program, which is entitled God is Love, then you can log on to our website at www.christianambassadors.org. Again, that's www.christianambassadors.org. Thank you for joining me, my friends, and I'll see you next time.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.